Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going way back in time.
Way back.
To explore the Neolithic Revolution in India.
Oh, cool.
So, picture the Indian subcontinent thousands of years ago.
Okay.
Before, you know, the big cities and empires.
Right.
We're going to kind of uncover how people transitioned from nomadic hunter-gatherers to settled farmers. It's a really big shift. That basically set the stage for, you know, the India we know today.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating transformation. We're not just talking about, like, farming techniques, right? It's like a complete lifestyle change, social structures, even, like, their spiritual beliefs.
It's crazy how, you know, something that happened so long ago still has an impact on modern India.
Absolutely.
So where do we even start with this story? What's, like, the first clue?
Well, I think a big piece of the puzzle is the emergence of agriculture, right?
Okay.
We see evidence of people cultivating crops like wheat and barley in the Northwest and rice in the Gangetic Plains.
So different regions were kind of specializing in different crops.
Yeah, exactly. And the shift to settled agriculture, it brought about huge changes. People could like stay in one place.
Instead of constantly moving around.
Exactly. Yeah. They could cultivate the land, you know, build more permanent settlements.
That's a big change.
Yeah.
Going from like constantly hunting and gathering to just staying put and growing your own food.
This is. It must have taken so much like ingenuity and a lot of trial and error.
For sure. And it wasn't just like planting seeds.
Right.
They had to invent tools, you know, to plant and harvest and then store all the food.
Yeah. And deal with weather and pests.
Pretty amazing how they figured it all out.
Yeah, they were really resilient.
Totally. So they're settling down, growing their own food. But what about like their society? Did that change too?
Oh, absolutely. Living closer together led to like new forms of social organization. Villages formed.
Okay.
And we start to see the very first signs of specialized labor.
Oh, interesting.
Like some people farmed, others made pottery, some became leaders.
So like a more complex society was starting to develop?
Exactly.
It's amazing how just staying in one place could lead to so many changes.
It is, right. And it gets even more interesting. As these communities grew, they had new challenges.
Like what?
Well, like how to feed everyone. That's where we see another big innovation, irrigation.
Oh, wow.
They started using rivers and building canals to water their fields.
So they could grow even more food and support more people.
Yeah, exactly. And this led to larger settlements.
Which eventually became towns and cities.
Exactly. It's amazing to think that all of this started with those early farmers.
Like a domino effect, right? One thing leads to another.
Exactly.
This is fascinating stuff. We started with people just figuring out how to grow food, and now we're talking about the rise of cities.
It is amazing, isn't it? And we've only just scratched the surface.
I know. So what's next? Where do we go from here?
Well, next we'll look at some specific archaeological sites, like Mehrgarh and Lohoradoa.
Sounds good. Can't wait to learn more.
Me too.
All right, so let's check out some of those archaeological sites.
Mm-hmm.
I want to really see how people lived back then, you know?
Yeah, for sure. One site that really shows early Neolithic life is Mehrgarh.
Mehrgarh, okay.
It's in Pakistan today, and it dates back to like 7,000 BCE.
Wow, that's old. So what did they find there?
Well, they found remnants of mud brick houses and tools for farming and grinding grain.
So they were already pretty advanced.
Yeah, and they even found pottery with all these intricate designs.
Wow, so they weren't just surviving. They were like creating art too.
Exactly, they were expressing themselves.
It sounds like a real community was developing.
Yeah, and get this, they also found evidence of domesticated sheep and goats.
Oh, wow, so they had livestock too.
Yeah, it seems like animal husbandry was a big part of their life.
That makes sense. Having animals would give them more food options.
Right, it made them more resilient.
You mentioned dentistry earlier. I'm still kind of stuck on that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Like dentistry in 7,000 BCE? That's crazy.
It is. They found evidence of dental drilling in some skeletons. Yeah, it looks like they used flint tools to treat tooth decay.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You don't usually think of early humans as having dentists.
I know, it's mind-blowing. It makes you wonder how advanced they really were.
Totally. Was this like a common practice back then?
That's a good question. We don't know for sure, but it's possible they had specialized healers.
Like ancient dentists?
Exactly. It just shows how much we still have to learn about these early settlements.
There's like a puzzle trying to piece together their life.
Yeah, it really is.
So Mehrgarh gives us a glimpse of life in Northwest India. What about other regions?
Oh, yeah. There's another important site called Lohoradewa.
Lahore Dewa, okay.
It's in the Gangetic Plains, and it's super important because it shows early rice cultivation.
Oh, wow. So rice was a staple crop there.
Yeah, just like wheat and barley were in the Northwest.
It seems like different parts of India were developing agriculture independently.
Yeah, exactly. They were adapting to their local environments.
That's smart, using what they had available.
Right, but adapting isn't always easy.
What were some of the challenges they faced?
Well, the weather was a big one. Imagine relying on monsoons for your crops.
Yeah, a bad monsoon could be disastrous.
Exactly. They had to figure out ways to deal with droughts and stuff.
Like storing extra grain or finding drought-resistant
Yeah,
crops.
they had to be prepared.
And I bet pests were a problem too.
Oh, absolutely. Protecting their crops from insects and animals would have been a constant battle.
They probably had all sorts of tricks up their sleeves.
Yeah, like natural pesticides and maybe even early forms of pest control using animals.
It's interesting how all these innovations are connected.
Yeah, it wasn't just about farming, it affected their whole way of life.
Their social structures, their beliefs,
Wow.
everything.
Right, it laid the foundation for Indian civilization as we know it.
Wow, we started with simple farming, and now we're talking about the foundations of a civilization.
I know, it's amazing. And we're just getting started.
I can't wait to learn more. What else can you tell us about these early settlements?
Well, next we can explore how they organized themselves and how their societies actually functioned.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about like the practical stuff, you know, farming, building,
Right.
even dentistry.
Right.
But I'm curious about like the social side of things. How did all this change their, you know, social structures and maybe even their beliefs?
That's a great question. As these communities got bigger and more complex,
Yeah.
we start to see social hierarchies.
Oh, interesting.
Not a sudden thing, but like a gradual shift.
Okay.
For instance, archaeologists have found houses of different sizes, some fancier than others.
So like some families were getting wealthier or more influential.
Yeah, possibly it could have been based on skills land or their role in the community.
So basically the beginnings of social classes.
It's important to remember, though, these structures were probably very different from later periods.
Yeah.
But it does show how society was becoming more organized and how power was distributed.
Makes sense. And as settlements grew, they probably needed some kind of leadership.
Right, we don't have written records, but archaeology gives us some clues.
Like what?
Well, they found large communal structures like granaries or meeting halls.
Okay.
This suggests some kind of group decision making.
Interesting.
And then there are the elaborate burials.
Oh, yeah, with like valuable objects and stuff.
Yeah, which might indicate leaders or spiritual figures.
So they had like chiefs or shamans or something.
Maybe it's hard to say for sure.
It's fascinating how they developed these systems of governance.
Yeah, it is. And it wasn't just about practicality. It also seems to have affected their beliefs.
Oh, like their religion.
Well, it's tough to say for sure based on archaeology alone,
Yeah.
but there are some hints. Like at Mehrgarh, they found burials with grave goods.
Hot pottery tools, that kind of thing.
Right, which suggests a belief in an afterlife.
Interesting.
And in other sites, they've found figurines. Some look like female forms,
Could those be goddesses?
maybe perhaps associated with fertility or nature.
It makes sense that their beliefs would be tied to nature.
Yeah, they demanded so much on the natural world.
Totally. It was their livelihood.
Right, and as they shifted from hunting and gathering to farming, their relationship with nature changed too.
It became more about working with nature, not just taking from it.
Exactly. And that probably had a huge impact on their beliefs.
It's like their whole worldview shifted.
Yeah, it did.
This is amazing stuff. We've gone from hunter-gatherers to farmers to villages to complex societies.
It's been quite a journey.
And it all started with this simple change, settling down and growing food.
Right. The Neolithic Revolution was a turning point for India and really for all of humanity.
Absolutely. It's incredible how much we can learn from studying these ancient cultures.
Yeah, and there's still so much more to discover.
I know, it makes you wonder what else is out there waiting to be found.
It really does. It's an exciting time to be an archaeologist.
Well, this has been a fantastic deep dive.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We've learned so much about the Neolithic Revolution in India.
It's been a pleasure.
And as you go about your day, think about this.
Okay.
What if we could go back in time and talk to those early farmers?
Wow.
What would you ask them? What would you want to know about their lives?
That's a great question.
Food for thought. Thanks again for listening.